KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Highs level off around 70 today under overcast skies with a chance for storms. Winds out of the northeast 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast again tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows around 65. Slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, high of 89. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 67.
This Harvest Report on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 to the Lake is brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts. Well, the Kansas Crop Progress and Condition Report has been issued by the USDA in Manhattan for the week ending June 16th. There are 5.5 days suitable for field work, according to the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. Winter wheat condition rated 9% very poor, 16% poor, 36% fair, 35% good, and 4% excellent. Winter wheat coloring was 98%, well ahead of 77% last year and ahead of 84% for the five-year average. Mature was 76%, well ahead of 36% last year and a 38% average. Harvested was 28%, well ahead of 6% last year and 8% average. As far as how much of the wheat crop has been colored, mature, and harvested in the state, 98% winter wheat coloring, 76% winter wheat mature, and 28% of the winter wheat has been harvested. North Central Kansas is just getting underway with their harvest in earnest, as winter wheat coloring is at 95%. Winter wheat that's mature is 45%, and winter wheat harvested is 5% here after the week ending June 16th. Again, producers are out in the fields getting things going this week in North Central Kansas. We've seen some fields in Southern Jewell and Northern Mitchell County that have been cleared out, so we are seeing some of the producers out in the fields this week and getting their wheat harvested. Again, as the week continues on, we hope to talk with some elevator operators in the area, maybe some producers in the area as well, to get an update on how yields are looking and how all the quality of the wheat looks here in this 2024 wheat harvest, bouncing back from a tough harvest that was affected very much so by drought in 2023. Again, we'll keep you up to date here during the summer wheat harvest. This Harvest Report on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake, brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts.
Simpson Farm Enterprises carries the Apache line of sprayers, and there's a reason. In fact, there's several reasons. Apache sprayers come in 5 different models to fit every size of operation. They feature premium technology and the exclusive power-to-the-ground mechanical-driven traction. Most of all, the 5-year warranty offered by Apache is unmatched. That's why they have the highest retained value in the industry. See Simpson Farm Enterprises today at any of their 5 locations and spray with the best you can buy.
No Mississippi's out to Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. They have Tony's Pizza, selected varieties, 2 for $5. It's now the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato.
For the best possible harvest, partner up with the fine folks at Midway Co-op. With multiple dump pits in most locations, they'll get you back to the field faster. No long lines here. During harvest, when you need fuel, tires, parts, or supplies, the emergency field service at Midway Co-op is as good as it gets. Extended hours through harvest, open till the last load's in after many have gone to bed. Harvest time is a happy time with Midway Co-op.
The best way's Midway Co-op. The best way's Midway Co-op.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The father of an infant in Hayes who died from complications related to meth intoxication in April has been arrested. The Hayes Police Department said 28-year-old Abraham Duran Leon of Hayes was arrested on Monday in connection to the death of his 5-month-old son, Fernando. The Hays Police Department said they were called to the Roadway Inn on April 2nd, just after noon. When officers arrived, they found Fernando unresponsive. Abraham was in the hotel room and was arrested for interfering with law enforcement, but was released days later. EMS tried to revive Fernando, but were unsuccessful, and he was later pronounced dead at Hays Medical Center. During the investigation, Nellis County Coroner's Office found methamphetamines in the infant's system and determined this to be the cause of death. Fernando's mother was previously convicted in connection to the death of his older brother, though is not suspected of involvement in Fernando's death. Harvest season is now underway in the state, and the Kansas Highway Patrol would like to remind motorists to use more caution and patience when traveling around farm trucks, tractors, combines, and other implements. Most farm equipment is not designed to travel at highway speeds and may only travel 15 to 25 miles per hour. Farm equipment is often wider than other vehicles and sometimes wider than the lane of traffic, so extra room should be allowed when traveling near an implement on the road. Extra caution should be practiced on all roads, but especially on the busy rural roads with unmarked intersections. It's important to share the road safely for the sake of the farmers out working and for the motoring public. Tips to keep in mind when sharing Kansas roads with farmers: don't assume the farmer knows you're there. Most operators of farm equipment regularly check for vehicles behind them. However, most of their time must be spent looking ahead to stay on the road and watch for oncoming traffic. Implements are very loud, hindering the farmer's ability to hear your vehicle. Pass with extreme caution. Don't pass unless you can see clearly ahead of both your vehicle and the farm equipment you're passing. If there are curves or hills blocking your view of oncoming traffic, wait until you can clearly visualize the area you're passing in. You should not pass in a designated no-passing zone, even if you are stuck behind a farm vehicle. Do not pass if you are within 100 feet of an intersection, railroad-grade crossing, bridge, elevated structure, or tunnel. When a farm vehicle pulls to the right side of the road, it does not mean it is turning right or allowing you to pass. Due to the size of some farm equipment, the farmer must execute wide left turns, so allow it plenty of room and time to turn and be alert to see if there might be a driveway or field they may be turning into. And be patient. Don't assume that a farmer can move aside to let you pass. Shoulders may be soft, wet, or steep, which can cause the farm vehicle to tip, or the shoulder may not support the weight of a heavy farm vehicle. The farmer understands you are being delayed and will move over at the first safe location available. And think of the slow moving vehicle emblem as a warning to adjust your speed. When you see the slow moving vehicle emblem, you should immediately slow down. While the emblems are visible from a long distance away, it is often difficult to judge the speed at which you are closing in on a vehicle, especially at night. And finally, pay attention. When you're not focused solely on the road, you increase your chances of a collision, especially if you should come upon a slow moving farm vehicle. So some road tips during this harvest season. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 in Independence and Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment, or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. There'll be a Downs Golf Club two-person tournament, part of the Downs celebration, this Saturday morning at 9 a.m., $80 to enter. There'll be lunch, pin prizes, mulligans, and skins are included in entry fee. To register, call or text Corey, 545-6043. Glen Elder Fun Run, Best Dam Run in Kansas, is July the 6th, and they are the opening event for Wakanda Lake Fest, and you need to register by tomorrow to get your free t-shirt. Register at runsignup.com or go to the Glen Elder Fun Run Facebook page. And that is sponsored by the Glen Elder Lions Club. For more info, call 805-315-5796. And the 2024 Downs Celebration taking place in Downs tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. It is, you don't want to miss a thing, is this year's theme. Always a great event for the area. And on Thursday, tomorrow, Moore's Greater Shows Carnival opens at 6. Kids bike races on Railroad Street in front of the pool at 6:30. Mullet contest sponsored by the Hair Shop at 7. 7:30, kids pedal pool on Railroad Street in front of the pool. Registration at 7. Beer garden opens at 8. Must be 21 to enter. And there's lots of things going on Friday and Saturday, which we'll tell you more about here in the next day or two as well. And you've heard about it throughout the week on our radio stations. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
1-2. Fly ball. This should do it to right center. Daz Cameron makes the catch. Mason Miller, his 13th save, results in an A's win. They win 7-5. They snap that 9-game losing streak.
Royals losing their opener to the A's on Tuesday night in Oakland. We'll have more on that coming up in this sportscast. Also, the Chiefs and Royals have had a bill approved for bonds to help move them to Kansas. Also, the College World Series continuing, a baseball legend dies, and the Stanley Cup Finals continue on Tuesday night as well. It's all coming up in the sportscast on Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. As heard moments ago, the Oakland A's snapped their nine-game skid with a 7-5 win over the Royals in Oakland Tuesday night. The A's took a 2-0 lead in the first, but Nick Lofton answered in the top of the second with a two-run homer, which was the first long ball of his career for Kansas City. Oakland responded with two in the third and then added three in the fourth before the Royals and Alec Marsh could even record an out. Down 7-2 after four, Casey got one in the fifth, two in the eighth, but couldn't make the comeback all the way. After pitching six no-hit innings last time out, Marsh had his shortest start of the season, giving up seven runs on seven hits and two walks in just three innings.
Pitch count got up there, you know, right from the get-go, walked the leadoff guy, you know, really bowed his neck there in the second to get the three punch-outs, or no, that was the third, sorry. But then, you know, thinking about it now, I almost should have probably treated that like a reliever that got out of a high-leverage spot. You know, he probably used everything up right there in the third. You know, pitch count was up near mid-60s, and it was hard work. Stuff looked fine, just didn't command it as well as he normally does.
Matt Quatrero's squad is now 41-33, while the A's are 27-48. Game 2 of 3 in the series will be tonight at 8:40. Cole Reagan's 4-4 with a 3.14 ERA will start for the Royals against Oakland's Luis Medina, who's 0-2 with a 5.87 ERA. Also, Kansas City sports related in the ongoing saga of where the Chiefs and Royals will be playing their games in the future. Kansas legislators approved a bipartisan plan Tuesday that looks to lure the Chiefs and Royals to their state from Missouri. The bill was passed and sent to Governor Laura Kelly. The plan would allow Kansas to issue bonds that would cover up to 70% of the cost of new stadiums in the state for the Chiefs and Royals, and would also encourage both franchises to move their practice facilities to Kansas. The bonds would be paid over 30 years with revenues from sports betting, Kansas lottery ticket sales, and new sales and alcohol tax from shopping and entertainment districts around the sites of the new stadiums. The votes were 84-38 in the House, 27-8 in the Senate in favor of the bill. This is a story we'll continue to follow. A sad story from the baseball world. Hall of Fame outfielder Willie Mays, who starred for the Giants most of his career, died Tuesday afternoon. Mays made 24 All-Star teams, won two NL MVPs, had 12 gold gloves in his storied career. He ranks sixth all-time in home runs with 660, seventh in runs scored, 12th in RBIs, and 13th in hits. Mays began his career with the Birmingham Black Barons of the Negro Leagues in 1948 at the age of 17. He played 23 seasons total in the majors, 21 with the Giants and 2 with the Mets. He was enshrined in the Hall of Fame in 1979, the Say Hey Kid Willie Mays was 93 years old. Also in baseball, the College World Series continued with just one game on Tuesday due to weather. Florida State beat North Carolina 9-5. The elimination game in Bracket 1. The Seminoles move on to face Tennessee at 2 o'clock this afternoon in the winner's bracket. Bracket 2, Kentucky and Florida were postponed to 10 o'clock this morning, and the winner of that game will move on to face Texas A&M at 6 o'clock tonight in Omaha. Full coverage at NCAA.com.
Played out again toward the empty net. This one's on target, and it's swept away by Tkachuk at the last moment. But McDavid scores! Connor McDavid with 17.3 to go sends this series back to Alberta. They will indeed drag the Cats back to Edmonton for a game six.
That empty net goal gave the Oilers a 5-3 lead. They won by that final in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals in Florida on Tuesday night. The Oilers have now won two straight after being down 3-0 in the series. The two teams, as you heard, will head back to Edmonton for Game 6 on Friday night. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.